underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about healing. It took me some time to realize the three-dimensional aspect of healing. I remember reading the Bible in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, you are loose from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Reading this passage made me realize that a spirit can affect your health. This is when it actually hit me that healing has to take place spiritually at first. It is said in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. You must first connect with God, who can deliver you and guide you through your healing, spiritually and emotionally. When we read the Bible, it says in John chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here, we read that God so loved the world. Love. Love is very important. The greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, by the way. God wants us to come to him, not because we are afraid of him or because he is all-powerful or he can smack you or do something. No, he wants you to come to him because you love him. This highlights the importance of love. We are created to be loved and to love. We are emotional beings. So needless to say that if you suppress your emotions, it will also affect your health. The stress, depression, and anxiety from suppressing your emotion will eventually make you sick. This also goes without saying that the other way around, that is, a healthy spirit along with an emotionally balanced soul will abide in a healthy body. In other words, the physical diseases and sicknesses are none other than the symptoms of a spiritual and emotional damage. Your body is only reacting to a spiritual and emotional problem. So if the spiritual and emotional damage is addressed, the body will heal. But it begins with reconnecting yourself with God, who will protect you and teach you true love, agape love. Yes, God will teach you how to love yourself and others. He will also show you how to get in touch with your emotions so you can purge them out. And he will also guide you on how to take better care of yourself physically and take better care of others. Your life is going to change and your health will improve along the way. So don't delay. Start on your journey today. Amen?
Amen.
We have a few series covering the three-dimensional process of healing, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. From the deliverance battle, which even includes a deliverance prayer, to breaking free from addiction, from demonic alliances, soul ties, and generational curses, and onto a 12-step healing journey. We have them all on our website, undergroundpreacher.com. The links will be available in the description box. So get your healing started today. Amen?
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.